Dispensed with, and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Senator Michael Jungbauer, and following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. Gee, there's just not enough people in here to do my normal hug thing, so I guess I'll dispense with that. So if you'd bow for a word of prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this day. As I really think, Lord, of all of our family at home, our staff, all the things that go on, especially in this week of committee deadlines, I just pray for that support for our family and for that staff, and that we as elected officials truly appreciate them, that we truly take the time to say thank you and send our blessings to them. I ask your hand of blessing, Lord, on this chamber, that we may do the work that we're here for, that we may do it honestly, efficiently, and then that you'd bless us as we go back out to our constituencies and work on that election process. We just give you all the glory and honor. In his name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Spark, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There's one printed on page one of today's Senate agenda. Please make note of that. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Senjum.
Madam President.
Senator Latz.
Pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File Number 1705.
Thank you, Senator Latz. That will be referred to. You're moving it to rules. Thank you very much. It will be referred. And could you repeat the number for me so I can jot it down?
1705.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Latz.
Madam Chair, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of 1705, Senate File 1705.
Senator Senjum has moved the committee reports with the exception of Senate File 1705. All in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on page seven of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. They are also printed on page seven of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction of first reading of Senate bills. There is one change on today's Senate bill introductions on page two. Senate File 2417 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. First reading and referred as indicated. Moving on to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are 12 that are 12 authors' resolutions or authors' motions that are printed on pages 7 and 8. They will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Chamberlain.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1806 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
And Senator Chamberlain, that is your bill, and both of the committee chairs have agreed?
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you. Senator Latz.
Madam President, would the chief author explain what the bill is and why it needs to be moved?
Senator Chamberlain.
Madam President, I would happily do that. It's a debt settlement bill. It deals with commerce and not judiciary matters. Although it has the word attorney in the bill, Madam President, it is a commerce issue. It's just adding a line. There are no penalties or anything else to do with the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Chamberlain renews his motion that Senate File 1806 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Cruz.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2000 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Senator Cruz, is that your bill?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, yes, that is my bill, and the chairs are aware.
Very good.
Mr. President.
Senator Latz.
Will the chief author please explain what the bill is and why it does not belong in judiciary, even though it was referred there first?
Senator Cruz.
Mr. President and Senator Latz, this is a bill concerning foreclosure consultants. It is our intent that that will go back to Commerce and Consumer Protection. Just for expediency, we're going to put it to judiciary first, and then it will go back.
Mr. President.
Senator Latz.
Now I'm very confused because I thought the motion on the floor was to remove it from judiciary and send it to commerce, and now he's saying it's going to go to judiciary first and then go to commerce. So perhaps the chief author can explain again what the intended path is of this bill.
Senator Cruz.
Mr. President, Senator Latz, I'm sorry, I reversed that. You did have it right. The motion will be to move the bill from Judiciary and Public Safety and re-refer it to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. It will ultimately go back to Judiciary after the hearing in Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Senator Latz.
So, Mr. President, we have the chief author's commitment that that will be his intent to return it to Judiciary.
Senator Cruz.
Yes, Mr. President and Senator Latz.
Mr. President.
Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I was just curious because I was looking up the bill. It says it's already been withdrawn and re-referred to Commerce and Consumer Protection. Is that just we're 2 minutes ahead of what we're actually doing here, or?
Is today the 13th?
Because it says the bill has already been withdrawn and re-referred to. I'm just curious if that's just computer ahead of us.
Yes, Senator Marty, that is correct. Senator Cruz renews his motion to move Senate File 2000 to be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Fischbach.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 2148, number 48 on general orders, be stricken and returned to its author. And it is my bill. I am the chief author.
Senator Bach, would you like to?
Mr. President, what's wrong with the bill?
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. President, I just really want it back.
Senator Fischbach renews her motion that Senate File 2148, number 48 on general orders, be stricken and removed to its author. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Daley.
I move that Senate File 2348 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to Committee on State Gov, Innovation, and Veterans.
Senator Latz.
Mr. President, will the chief author please explain what this bill is and why it's being proposed to be removed?
Senator Daley.
It needs to be heard in State Gov, Mr. President, because we're talking about a new commission and it will have a member of the legislature appointed to it. So in that case, it has to be referred before passage to the Committee on State Gov, Innovation, and Veterans, and to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Daley renews his motion that Senate File 2348 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Senate Resolution 134, printed on page 8 of today's Senate agenda, will be referred to the Rules Committee on Rules and Administration. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Peterson.
Madam President, was this my announcement?
13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest.
Thank you. Members, I'd like to draw your attention to a flyer I just is having distributed throughout the chamber. Once again, tonight at the St. Paul Hotel, a beautiful venue. We want to extend a warm St. Cloud welcome to all of you that choose to join us down there from 5 to 7 o'clock tonight in the James J. Hill Room. We'd love to have you there and to have you learn a little bit more about Central Minnesota and what we do in St. Cloud. Tonight we're going to have our mayor, Mayor Dave Kleiss, and former senator in this body is our guest on the floor today, and he'll be there tonight.
Further announcements of Senate interest. I do have one excuse. Without objection, the following senator will be excused. Senator Pappas, all day. Without objection, she is excused. Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, the business of the day now being concluded, I would move that we adjourn until tomorrow, Wednesday, March 14th at 12 noon. And Madam President, it will essentially, again, be a paper processing event.
Senator Senjum has moved we adjourn until Wednesday, March 14th at noon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.